This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Drought continues to spread, with 75% of the state experiencing moderate drought or worse. That's a 10% jump from just last week. However, conditions are better than they were last year at this time, when 75% of the state was in extreme drought. Right now, extreme drought covers only 11% of Colorado, mostly in the northwest and southwest corners. A Fort Collins resident is the first person to receive a U.S. passport with an X as a gender marker instead of male or female. Dana Zim received their passport in the mail this week. Zim called it a landmark moment for people like them who identify as intersex or non-binary.
And this is who I am. I am not male or female. I'm lying to the world if I have to identify that way. I need to say the truth of who I am.
The U.S. State Department is still updating the formal application process for residents who request the X gender marker and will roll out that process next year. United Airlines says it will expand service between Denver and London starting in March. Airport officials say London ranked as DIA's largest overseas market in 2019. About 250,000 travelers flew between the two cities that year. With the expansion, DIA will offer 4 daily flights between Denver and Europe. You're listening to CPR News.